This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
If you only knew. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you for joining us again, as you do every day. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there yelling at me or yelling at the TV or yelling, however it is you're getting the show. I do want you to pay attention. I do want you to be part of the conversation. I do want you engaged and involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, man, we got a lot going on for you today. We'll have, let me see. What's his name again? What's that guy? Oh, Corey Duncan. That's right. Yeah, I know. You're all going to laugh. Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. And he is all wanted. He's got some things going on. You know, him and his wife are doing some great things with young people and teaching young people how to step up and step out and really take control or take advantage of what this country has to offer for you and do something. Get involved, get engaged, and actually do something. There's a novel idea. Actually do something. So he's putting his own mouth up. He's putting his own money up. And he's helping these kids make a difference. Or he's teaching these kids how to make a difference, which is more than a lot of people who not only have the ability but have the time but just won't do it. They won't step up and actually get it done, which is really, really kind of goofy. You know, if you're a believer in God, what do you think God gave you those resources for? What do you think those talents came from? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And then Evan Say is going to join. I'm not going to tell you when. You'll have to tune in. David Fisher, Evan Say is going to be on with us. Now, David Fisher, again, there's a lot going on in the economy, a lot going on in the market, a lot of things that affect your wallet, your job, your bosses. They're all susceptible to the same things you are. But the nice thing about David is he puts it in plain, simple English, something we can both understand, unlike me, who has a hard time speaking English. And then, hold on to your hats when Say It comes on. Because he is wound up, he is fired up. And we're going to talk a little bit about the history of comedy and how it pertains to politics. And we'll talk a little bit about George Carlin and where he fit in all this and some of the things that he said and how true some of the things he said were. I mean, think about it. The man was a political powerhouse, didn't even know it before there was a such thing. And how much influence politics plays as a whole. Well, comedy plays with politics. You know, how much information they're able to get out there. Now, I don't know. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot happening, a lot for you to be involved with. I don't know if you caught it today. I had a lot of fun with this. We have two In-N-Out Burgers in my area. Two, that's right, two of them. We must be extremely extra. What are they, homophobic, bigoted, and whatever in our community? Must be, because we have two. Did I say we have two? And the Democrats have got, California Democrats have gone out of their minds. Because, In-N-Out Burger has donated to Republicans. God forbid. See, this only goes to show you how much they believe that their cause is just no matter what. They're always right no matter what. Now, they declared war, you know, on this group.
You know, we're having some camera problems.
They declared...
You like that? Huh?
They declared war on this group. We'll get back to that later. But, the simple reason, any way you cut it, the simple reason is you cannot have, nobody can support a Republican without being a hater, right? Now, In-N-Out added a new item to their secret menu, right? He went on to say that, that this is a writer for a D.C.-based newspaper. He went on to explain that In-N-Out Burger donated $25,000 to the, no, really, listen, California Republican Party. And because of that, because they put $25,000 into the pot, you know what that means? They're terrible. They're the scums of the earth. Right? They're the haters that you just can't compare. I love this stuff, by the way. And, God, this is just, it's so asinine, I don't even know where to go with it. In-N-Out is a beloved hamburger chain in California, for those of you who don't know. Right? They have a cult following. There are items that are not on the menu. And I don't mean there are items that you kind of order because you, I don't know how to put it. Because it's something you want, right? They have these secret hamburgers that you, if you're in with the in crowd, which I never was, if you're in with the in crowd, right, then you know the words to use to get it. And you can only get it by using those words, right? Well, there's one I wish I could remember. Some of you in the chat room already know this stuff. You live in California and you know. Now, In-N-Out is owned by a deeply religious family. They're known for discreetly placing Bible verses on hamburger wrappers, right? They're under the cuffs. They're all over the place. You know what? For those hypocrites that have been eating there forever and hate God, my God, you're supporting God. You're supporting Scripture. You're supporting people that love humanity. People that they don't just give to Christian organizations. They give to organizations all over the state that necessarily have nothing to do, and I mean nothing to do, with Christianity. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Guess who joins us after the break? That's right, Corey Duncan. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Can't touch this.
You know, they must have knew Corey was coming on. That's all I got to say.
Can't touch this.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I mean, I can't stop it already. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, and I really, really, I do appreciate the time. I can't stand it. Anyway, let's just bring him on. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. We always have a good time together. Great messages, and Corey's heart, and I don't mean this physically, I mean it mentally. His heart is in the right place. He's got a heart for kids, which is, I think, why we mesh, because I do too, and I think that, Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. You've got something you like chomping at the bit to talk about, so bring it on, brother. Seriously.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone actually you and Tammy, every week you allow me to come on, and I send hugs and kisses to you. And the thing
I'm a married man. I can't accept, that.
And, I really thank you and appreciate it. Like I told, I always talk every week. you know, I never forget the people that helped me when I first got in this business, and people that even stabbed me in the back in this business. I haven't forgot you either.
That's a long list. But,
that's a real,
you know how that
real
goes,
long list.
Right?
And that's a lot. And there's a lot of your people on there. But anyway.
Oh, there you go. That's right. I know what you mean by that.
We're gonna
be in the alley later. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing of it is that you know, I've been in this business a short time, and done a little podcasting, broadcasting. But now we've reached with our part of the movement, the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. We reached a new pinnacle. A couple months ago, we cut out the politics. We're tired of the everyday blah, 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 as someone posted today. And, you know, it's like one person trying to outdo the other. So how about let's start doing something with the youth of America? And here at the Grassroots Conservative Association Group is what we are targeting and what we are definitely dedicated to. We have a family full of dedicated people that's ready to go. And tonight, uh-oh, as most people know, that's watched us on our Facebook feed, well, you know, our Grassroots Conservative, and our new, brand new website, which I'm broadcasting on right now, www.conservativegen.com. And you come there, sign up, and we have a lot of things going on. But tonight, I want to make a special announcement. I appreciate Joe for allowing me to come on this show, as always, to give these announcements. But this is a groundbreaking situation where we have been talking about for the last couple of months about targeting the youth of America. I myself, on behalf of me and Anna and the Grassroots Conservative Association Group, Team Duncan, Team Texas, and the Texas Youth Express, will be groundbreaking two schools. The name of these schools are the Christian Prep School for Conservative Studies, and it's sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group.
Wow.
One school will be in College Station, Texas, and one school will be in River Oaks, Texas. We're definitely, after tonight, I know a lot of people is going to want information. You can come to our webpage tomorrow, and I'll have everything up as far as about tuition. But we'll definitely be open in the fall of 2019. And I just want to say that it warms my heart that, you know, I had Shanice Coates, who is will be heading our education, conservative education department, about as far as about the curriculum. She's a former professor at the University of Florida State, Tallahassee, and down there in Tallahassee, and she'll be heading up everything. And you know, I'm just really, and I know a lot of people that's listening tonight knew kind of earlier today, because I had put on about it. I talked to another gentleman, Cleveland A. Rhodes. He has a bunch of radio stations, and I talked to him about it. Come, please check him out on Facebook. Joe, you know, this is you, Joe knows that I'm a person that I've been, you know, I'm done with the politics. I'll come on here and talk about politics. But I think the politics should be put aside for these kids. These kids are really trying to get something, but you know, just trying to learn and try to understand. And here we're about educating. Also, we're about teaching about our American history, and also about God, country, and family, which we push all the time here. So with that, you know, I hope everyone comes to our page. Texas Out continues to support us. Even our enemies, we hope that you understand that there's nothing personal or whatever, or people that don't understand why we took this route. But we took this route because I have grandchildren, Joe has grandchildren, other people have grandchildren, they have kids, and we need to have schools that's prep schools that's talking about our American history, not just American history, but everyone's history. And this is not anything against anyone's culture and anything, but the thing of it is that the essence of American history has been twisted and turned around this way and turned around that way. And the reason why we need to do this right now is because I see a lot of people in Texas that's pulling their children out of public schools and out of Christian, supposed to be these Christian schools and everything like that, and making this about politics, and also their homeschooling. So alternative to it, and I hope everyone can get on board with us. We are still nonprofit, and the thing of it is that, of course, it's going to be some sort of tuition, but all of that can be worked out, and it will definitely be affordable. And I've been bursting at the seams all day to get on here because it's just, you know, and me and Anna are on our way back on the boob tube or back on the internet, and we'll be back Wednesday, September the 19th, 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Central, and we'll be on there talking about exactly what we talked about, getting the youth of America, not forgetting to teach our youth of America. That's what the problem is now. They're being taught by the television and by these reality shows and by these liberals in the colleges, the high schools, and everywhere else. So let's get alternative and let's start teaching conservatism and putting God, country, and family back in it. I know somebody's probably saying, well, how are you going to do that? It's very easy. Hit me up on the website, and I'll talk more about it. I don't want to take up all of your show.
Well, no. Listen, when it comes to the young people, and I did it the other night, I played a group of young men that were singing the national anthem at a opening of a basketball game at a school, and I said, look, all I ever do is I pick on the millennials, I pick on the young people, because, you know, frankly, some of them deserve it. I said, but we've got good young people out here, and here's a group of young men, you can tell singing from their heart, singing the national anthem, and it was great. People got excited about it. So we do have good people out there. We do need places for them to go, places for them to be so they can get taught properly. Like in your school, your upcoming school. It's amazing to me that we actually have Christian schools that are taking the crosses off the walls because some people feel uncomfortable that they're there, which is total lunacy. But we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey is going nowhere. He'll be back with us in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The casket carrying the body of John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. He will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda and then be buried Saturday at the cemetery at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican Senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
the bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people. Not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And really, I truly appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out an email every week. It lets you know what's going on, and guests we probably will have, the topics we're going to be discussing. And yes, my sponsors are on there too. That's how we stay on the air. You know, we believe in capitalism here. Some of you get nuts with the commercials, but it's like, okay, cut me a check, send it on down, we'll stop the commercials. It's that simple. Anyway, he's with me, Corey Duncan. I always have a ball with him when he's on the show with me, and we deal with real issues the real way. Right, Corey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% straightforward, no holds barred, and that's the way it should be, because then you know that you're actually getting that the word real means what it is, real.
Yeah, it's funny. There was a guy I had on the other night. I hadn't had him on in a while, and he kind of hesitated with stuff, and I had to tell him during the break, look, if you disagree with me, it's okay. I don't hang up on you. I truly believe in real discussion, you know? And we've gotten to that point now. We're afraid. We're afraid to say anything.
Yeah. Well, that's because everyone has been made to feel like they have to be politically correct about everything. You know, you have a lot of people that's out here, and they believe that because you're not talking real soft or this or that. You know, I had someone the other day said that, you know, you sound real forceful about things. I said, no, it's just that I'm clear about what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I can't say it. You know, a lot of people, you know, I used to always hear people say that, you know, when I was coming out of speaking, when I was taking speaking lessons to speak for the Tea Party years ago, that, you know, motivational speaking, people like, you know, and then, you know, once I came out there, I understood because I saw people speaking, and I'm like, and I was sitting up there, and I'm like, look, first of all, it's either I'm going to sleep or you can't get to the point or try to, you know, deliver the message that you're trying to give. A lot of times people understand what they want to say, but they can't get it out. And there's a lot of people that's like that out here. They can't talk. You know, just imagine them behind the desk or in that TV, well, you know, on a set in the TV, like, well, you know, the red light comes on and you have to perform. You have to, even if you have to fake it, you have to do what you have to do to get your message out. And that's why I say you have to, you know, it takes a lot of work to be in your seat, young man. And you know, I'm getting there. Hopefully soon, in another couple of weeks, man, Anna will be back on the screen, and everybody can see us and understand and get this education about the youth of America, because they are hungry. And I also want to say thanks to everyone that was a part of about putting these Christian prep schools together so we can get them rocking and rolling. And it's definitely for conservative studies. And next year we're planning something at Toyota Center, probably in the summer or whatever. Once everyone's out of school, it's going to be called Rock the Red. And it's going to be all about conservatism. And we're going to run it for a week, or we're going to try to, at our Toyota Center down in Houston. So everyone knows where that is. So we don't have to worry about no one saying, well, I don't know where it is. It's just a day. We're definitely be putting that information out, because I mean, that's what it's all about. We need to really push the conservative, not about Republican, not about Democrat, but push conservatism and understand why we are where we are right now. And it's because they're not educating our youth, all because of a whole lot of things. And a lot of it is coming from the people that have had these kids and have not taught them. They're more worried about trying to lock Hillary up or lock this for Reinstein or this person. You're never going to lock people like that up. And I'm going to be talking about also on our website about the deep state to the young people, because they also need to know that part of it too. Teach all history, not just black history, not just white history, not just American history, but teach it all and let them make the decision. And you know, once they make the decision, then you know they've been taught. But you know, a lot of follow the leader.
Yeah, my argument is we stopped teaching kids value. We stopped teaching the kids the value of life, the value of things. God is value. I mean, when you're going in a room and shooting up a classroom, okay, or uselessly taking the lives, you see these kids where they kick somebody to death so they can get their 15 minutes of fame on YouTube. There's no value. They obviously have absolutely no value of life and other humans. And we've taught these kids this. They didn't learn this on their own. We've taught them this. And so, you know, go ahead.
And again, I hear people talk about YouTube and Facebook and everything like that. We're really no longer a part of Facebook. We have our PR, Erica Reynolds, she's on there, and a couple family members. But me and Anna have totally disconnected with Facebook. We don't really want to deal with YouTube, because we see a lot of people that we, you know, basically we're going one direction and they're going another, and we just don't want to be associated with search engines and people that's not about what we're pushing and what we're dedicated to right now. We're dedicated to the preservation of our young people, and also to take and make sure that they are that they're educated to understand about voting, voter fraud, and everything else in the history, and also about God, country, and family. And the key word here is the God part, because that's been taken out of it totally, and about patriotism. That's why we're going to have plenty of soldiers, police officers, people that put their lives on the line every day to come to both of those schools on a regular basis, because I want them to understand that everyone is not the Baltimore City Police Department, where it's just as corrupt as the devil and stuff, you know, to take and kill. Yeah, I'm not, oh, let me not say that because I don't want to get in trouble, but to basically say that a detective runs into an alley and chases a suspect running into an alley, and that you call it a suicide. You know, I was telling someone else this week, there's no more different than the Warren Commission that said that a bullet can take and hit somebody and then turn around in midair and then take it hits the governor of Texas in his wrist, come on, and shatters his wrist. Come on, man. I mean, when will we wake up and stop being a bunch of sheep going to slaughter? Why do we always have to, why we can't think for ourselves? Why we can't?
I listen, We can think for ourselves, but we've been conditioned to taught we don't have to think for ourselves anymore. We've been conditioned to thought that the government will do that for you, the school will do it for whoever will do it for you. And it's so, you know this. You've been in and around that. I mean, look at what's going on. Look at, I hate to bring this up, but I don't hate to bring it up. I mean, look at Chicago. Again, more killings, more shootings, and only one person has ended up in jail over the last, I just saw the number, but in weeks. And we're talking weeks and weeks and weeks. And even the community is going, what's going on? Well, you know what? Here you have a certain group of people that run that city, and they're telling you it's one thing, when in reality, if they would take a stand, if they would do the right thing, they could stop this from happening. But they obviously don't want it to stop, do they?
No, they don't want it to stop. They're too busy trying to all get to Aretha Franklin's funeral and stuff. And, you know, you got LeBron James, you got Oprah Winfrey. What the devil is Oprah Winfrey going there for? I mean, it's not a Bilderberg meeting, so I don't know why she's going. Or whatever, but it's awesome how we all jump on board for things. Not to say Aretha Franklin wasn't an important person in some people's lives or whatever. But the thing of it is that we got so much other things that's going on in this world, and it's like you look at some people and you're like, man, you're fussing and chasing. But as I always say, TLC, chasing waterfalls. And it's the biggest problem is sitting right in front of us, and it's our children. It's a 16
Bingo.
To 17, 18.
Bingo.
It's like, why people have this kind of money, have this kind of stuff, and they want to come after me. Hey, look, I dig deep out of my pockets and will give up everything for these children. Because that's called dedication. I don't care about money. I don't care about that. All I care about is educating them that when I'm dead and gone and pushing up daisies, that these young people will know what to do, understand, you know, not to make the mistakes that we made in the past, because if you don't fix history, you will be history.
Yeah, no, it's not dedication, my friend. It's because you love those kids. You understand what it's like to be them at times. And, you know, again, in Chicago, they have, these kids have not been taught to value each other. They don't have a base, a guideline to live by. Now, anyway, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan will still be with us after the break.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can, again, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. I don't inundate you with a mail every day or an email every day. I know some people think I should, but no, I'm not going to. I don't like it. Why would I do it to you? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us. And, Corey, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you on behalf of everyone back in Washington and home here in Texas. And a big ups to our good friend, my good friend, Alex Jones. Alex, keep up the fight. Keep fighting them. Don't let them win. Keep fighting. You know, the thing of it is, they're not only attacking people that's talking about the deep state. They're talking about, they're attacking all conservatives. So, we'll continue to keep Alex in our prayers and continue to support him.
Well, you know, they're really coming after all of us. You know, he's a big name, and he can get it out there more. But, you know, one of the groups that I'm dealing with, they have hurt them tremendously when it comes to, you know, how much information that's being, what do they call it, shadow banned or squelched or whatever. They're not able to get their information out. It's just amazing to me. And, you know, you heard Trump say today, I tell you what, it's scary to think that, you know, Trump gets a lot of information out via the Twitter, right, the tweeting, if you would. And if they cut him, if they shadow ban him, if they keep him from getting information out, think about it. They could change the narrative, not of just of an election, but just a message getting out there.
Well, see, the thing of it is the deep state and also the people that's behind this socially engineered travesty of attacking about guns and attacking the Constitution, and that's one thing that we have to stay steadfast about, is to understand that we are at a breaking point, and the breaking point is to start attacking things that we can take care of instead of chasing things that, you know, chasing shadows in the distance, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, I hate, one thing I'm really just upset about is people that on the right, our conservative, our grassroots conservative podcasters and broadcasters who continue to miss exactly what's exactly going on out here. And that's what the problem is. Until we start attacking things that we can do something about and start coming together exactly as a unit and stop having these factions of groups and things like this. And I know some people are tired of hearing me say that, but the truth is the truth. All you have to do is just step out the box one day and stop, you know, with these cheering squads and start understanding exactly what Corey and Anna and Wendy and Erica Reynolds and everyone else in Cleveland, A. Rose and Joe Messina, Tammy Messina, to talk about. Nobody's attacking anyone. What we're saying is that we need to all be on the same accord. And I know that's easier said than done, especially when we're dealing with a bunch of right-wing narcissists and people that are more worried about chasing a dollar or chasing their next promotion in this business. The next promotion in this business could be your last, especially if these young people continue to be taught about liberalism and that socialism is the praise of the earth. And that's why, but you have to get, if you're talking about you really want to be grassroots starts where? Educating at home about God, country, and family. Yep. Point taken. I mean,
no, and listen, I agree with you. Information, and that's what they're afraid of. They are so afraid that we're going to educate people. They are so afraid that people are going to figure it out if they can actually add 2 + 2. God forbid we have any of that. That would be a big problem now, wouldn't it? It's just amazing.
Well, that's why people like myself that are financially stable in this movement refuses, and I definitely refuse over my dead body. And as long as I'm breathing, I will not tolerate. I just will not. I will always stay. The Grassroots Conservative Association group and everything that fall under this umbrella will continue to stay nonprofit. We do not want sponsorship from Coca-Cola and all these other places. We don't want that, because that's when they start to tell you what to say and not to say. And they will attack people like myself, you, Joe, and a couple other people, because we are, and you wonder why sometimes they don't attack certain conservatives, because they know that they are the same, see my expression, here go the record, blah, 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 the same thing you see on Fox, you see on their show, and you just see the same thing. So the same, they're not going to attack them, but they'll definitely attack me or you or whatever, or even with our part of the movement, because we're talking about educating. We're not talking about sitting up and having an event. And where's the young people at? We saw these young people bringing a young person to the event does not educate them. That's not educating. That's only educating them about the problem. Come up with an answer, please, instead of questions every other day. Come up with some answers. That's called a leader.
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, they don't. They just want to keep calling everything as bad. There's no real reason behind it. I really get such a kick out of it. You know, again, you've got California. The only thing they keep throwing at people is that we've got, you know, the Dems out here. We've got the fifth largest economy on the planet or something like that. Yet, we went from, in the greater Sacramento area, we went from six poor neighborhoods to 18 poor neighborhoods over a six-year span. They can't seem to tie these together. Just because you've got the most amount of money in your budget doesn't mean you're doing the right thing with it. Doesn't mean it's a good thing, if you would. And
Amen. We just have been talking about doing the break. People that have all of these following, and, you know, they don't have the financial backing. And it's like, though, it's totally different. We have a large financial backing. But the thing of this is that we don't have a big, we have a big following as far as, and what's sad is we have a following of conservative young people that's really starting to tune in, really starting to come to our new webpage, www.conservativegen.com. And everyone's coming to that page. And you know, even coming to your page, Joe. I know a lot of people say they enjoy listening to you and listening to the guests that you have on, that you and Tammy do an awesome job. And it's just what it is. You know, you have to be tuned in to things that we can do something about, and not just about making me feel good and just making me, I feel like I'm a part of something, but not just be a part of something. You have to be into it. You know, as we always said a couple months ago, was out me and your slogan, and Anna's slogan also was to get involved and stay involved. And we got that from CPAC, from our own president, that said the same thing, you know. But, you know, we reached a point where the leadership in this movement has to take and start being a leader and start just doing a lot of talking and start to make it happen. And with these schools, I mean, that's why I say we're playing a very small part. We keep things bottled up. We say what we got to say. But the one thing of it is that we're about exactly what we're talking about. Me and Anna really put our nose to the grindstone along with the rest of the family. And, you know, and soon, in another couple of weeks, me and Anna will be back on television and www.conservativegen.com. And, you know, maybe not the first show, but the second show, my beautiful daughter, Cornessa, will be on there with her new part on the show called Cornessa's Corner. And guess who will be her guest? Will be the very outspoken mom, grandmother.
Oh, we'll have to tune in on that one. I'll have to grab a piece of that.
Judge Bryant will be in living color, and we'll be getting drilled by Cornessa about a lot of things. So guess what? That's going to be very interesting, and I cannot wait. And it's booked and ready to go. So.
No, I can't wait either. I think it'll be wonderful. Seriously, I tell you, I'm going to get your mom's number one of these days, and then you're going to be toast because I'm going to have her on the show. We're going to talk about little Corey Duncan.
Well, Joe, to be honest, me and Anna approached my mom about it, and Anna, I tell you, my mom was like, "You might want me to." You might want me to talk to him first before I come on that shit,
because
I'm
going to
tell the truth.
Ooh, I'm good with that. Hey, that's why I call it the real side, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
but look,
he is real.
No, you know what? I come back to the same thing. I only want people on the show. I only want to deal with people that are real, that are actually out there doing something, not just talking about, oh, those poor kids, we got to do something to help those kids. You know, you got, you know, $17 billion in your back pocket. You're sniveling about helping a kid. Reach into your pocket. Help make something happen. Get on a board. Get on a committee that actually does things and make a difference in your community. God. Me and other people, too. You know, I'm running for school board again. And you wouldn't believe, well, you would. You would believe the garbage that's coming out. But you know what? They won't talk about what I've actually done, what I've been able to accomplish, and the kids I've been able to help. And guess what? We're out of time. Quick, give them your website address again.
All right, www.conservativegen.com. Please
perfect.
Visit the website. It's all about God, country, and family. Thank you for having me, Joe. You and Tammy are just so awesome and best. God bless everyone that was in the chat room. Thank you.
Hang tight. Well, I guess in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, Dave Fisher's on in the next hour. Don't go far. You want to keep money in your pocket.